Stance Talk, a show where your opinions are heard. My name is Banji of Lagos. I am your host with the most. On Stance Talk, we talk about everything and anything, from your celebrities to sport, movies, and many more. Join me and my guests right now on this episode as we speak on top stories the world of entertainment has got to offer. Let's do this. Yo, what's happening, everyone? Welcome to Fans Talk. My name is Banjo Villegas, and this time it's another time to have fun and talk about something interesting as always, right? So this time we are talking about entitlement. Entitlement. You know, we as Nigerian, we're definitely just entitled to something because now we make you. So we should have some level of saying in your life and your destiny. Is that right? Is it not? Whose fault is it that we're this entitled? I mean, is it just normal? Is it because of love? All of this and more, we're going to be talking about on this episode. So, guys, you know I do not always come here alone. I always come here with amazing people who are ready to kill it anytime, any day. So, joining me today is an amazing nude model. Isha likes to be posing nude, you know. It's okay. So, ladies, if you like odd body, six packs, you know, all them biceps and triceps and some Johnny Bravo looking person, you know, you can just love on Soji, right? And it has like calf saying, bites me, bites me, bites me. Soji, what's going on?
I'm good. Hi.
Just like, hi, what's going on? Sarah,
okay. Okay, welcome, Abby. Okay, hi, guys. I'm the one that you're supposed to be saying welcome to, Sha. Anyways, hi guys. My name is Soji, aka Sojanks. I keep saying it that for those that don't understand, the body is a masterpiece, work of art. So you have to portray, show the world what you got.
Yes. You know when you hear that sound, you go. All right, joining this episode is an amazing multi-million booking photographer. It's worth, I see him winning some international awards because he's got like snapshot dope. You know, give it up for Femi Ajayi. How you doing, Femi?
No, I'm good.
Femi's looking fresh, looking like a money bag. Oh yeah, Baba.
No, it's not nice.
Mr. Easy brother.
Oh yeah, oh, shit. Okay, me
that,
water.
About that one, I get that one.
Yeah, funny enough, you actually look like Mr. Easy, though.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, that's true. It's so good to have you guys on the show. So let's kick off the show with a game that I call Songversation. So this is how this game works. I give you a word. You sing a song that has that word in it.
Yeah.
And you have like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Set up.
Set up. Are you?
Okay, so let me start from Femi. All right, Femi, so give us... So let's just make it two songs. Give us two songs that has the word blood.
Bloodlines.
Is not supposed to sing this
am song? I supposed to sing?
You can sing now.
I cannot sing. I'll say the name of Bloodline by Robin Thicke.
Okay.
And
Not blood. 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 Like blood. Blood. Flesh and blood.
AJ.
Wait.
10.
Uh-huh.
9. 8.
I don't know.
7. You won't even try?
I can't remember. Wait, let me check.
5. 4. 3.
Wow.
2.
Wow. I don't know.
Okay, over to you, Soji. Come on. The blood of Jesus set me free. Okay, Soji, so are you ready? You feel like your game, right? Let's see how you can do it. All right. So give us two songs that has the word. That's the word dollar. Mana dollar. Second.
That's
one.
Dollar.
Okay, second.
Dollar.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, don't help him. 4,
let me help him.
3, 2, 1.
Dollar.
Time up, Joe. Dollar.
What do you call that? Tenny. She's yeah. Oh shit.
Dollar bill. Yeah. Dollar bill. Come on. God, all right. Okay. Last round. All right. So, okay. Last but not the least, Mr. Femi, over to you. Give us two songs that has the word downfall.
Downfall drivers.
Yeah.
And
Allergy. Nine. Yeah. Eight. Let's count down. 7, 6, 5. What's going on? 4, 3, 2.
I'm giving up. I don't know.
Oh God. Come on. It's just there now. It's simple. Soji, can you help you?
Which
one did you even say? Danfo. What was his first one?
Downfall
drivers, Obi.
I said downfall drivers the first one.
Downfall. I don't know.
Let's see.
I did downfall songs.
They're downfall songs.
Downfall driver. So Chibi will be downfall driver.
Downfall song. Okay, let's not waste so much. Okay, Soji, back to you. Last but not the least, Soji. Give us the song that has the word. Keke. Keke, yes.
Okay.
Like keke, like tricycle. Keke.
And I know this song. Oh my God, this love song.
Eight, seven, six.
Keke Mara Lodi Keke Lemu Lodi Keke Maruba.
What's that?
Igbo Gede Lodi Babala.
What?
Q-Dot.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much. That was good. That was incredible. Mr. Femi, what's happening? What happened to your playlist?
My playlist is really, really advanced, modern.
All these things. It's okay. It's allowed. All right. Thank you so much for joining the show. All right. So let's get into the conversation. You know, as Nigerians, we have this nature of being entitled to things, you know. Let me give you like a background check. So a day came, I was going to withdraw the last sum of money in my account. And then I entered into this beautiful bank and the gate man opened, was greeting, where? Ah, well done, sir. You're looking good. I like your bag. Let me help you carry. I'm like, oh, don't worry, don't bother. Because I know what I want to go and I know what the destiny in my bank account is saying. So I was just all boned up with my shades and all. And he was like, hey, well done, sir. Let's help. I'm like, don't worry, daddy. Just thank you. Don't diss me too much. So I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, where is your ATM? He was at ATM point. He was like, oh, it's there. Do you want me to show you? I said, don't worry. Just show me. Just point. We're late. We're necessary. You know how much I want to go and call it? Honestly, it's not necessary. And then I went to withdraw. And then, you know, the last current. And when I was coming back, I saw the same guy. Ah, well done, God. Thank you. Thank you for banking with us. I'm like, okay. I went to collect my last money. I'm banking with you. That's good. Okay, so how much now? I'll find us sometime like... I don't understand. I can't comprehend. Everywhere is dry. You know, just how to tell you where in the when a part of the world where when people greet you too much. When they open door for you with courtesy. They're expecting you to just be in your pocket and give them something. So now let's take it back to the celebrity world. You know, people. First of all, there's always this saying that we're the one that make you. Now we put you there. Now we make you blow and all of these things. So to start with, do you think? I mean, it's a cogent conversation, a narrative to say that we're the one that make the person.
It's actually a two-way thing. Because. Some celebrities are actually made by
the fan.
Not just the fan, now some people that are so close to them. So it wouldn't be bad if the celebrity pays back in one way or the other.
Not the other.
But it becomes an issue when it is now an everyday thing.
Mm.
That's when it becomes an issue. Then, on the other part, entitlement is really a real bad thing, man. It's a real bad thing. It's a real bad thing because I'll use myself as an example now.
Mm.
When I wanted to start photography,
mm.
I had the mindset that I'll pay someone to put me through.
Mm.
And then the fee was not something, about 2014, mm. paying over 70,000 naira for a week.
To learn photography.
To learn photography.
Wow.
Basics. But along the line, I learned myself, taught myself, editing, everything.
And now you're collecting 2 million naira.
Until that time. So, imagine someone, because that person helped me get or
certain knowledge.
That person now feels entitled
to a thing. I think even your case is even a little different, right? But we're coming there. So, G, you want to?
Entitlement. You know, the when I was hustling. Okay, yeah.
You feel as a fan. We do not have a say. We cannot tell you, oh God, come on.
Like, to some extent, yes, you can. But it no be everything I go to you come. If it gets to a level, I off my comment section.
So what is the height? What is the height? What's the highest level? Because I feel that if there's going to be, if you have like a degree to which you can take something, there should be like that's break point for you that say, okay, you know what, this is it. So what is your height? What is the highest? What's the hottest you can take? It's not like an interview. We're having a conversation,
yeah,
you know.
But I'm just trying to say that,
you know, it's okay to demand some certain things from celebrity, you know, like,
yeah.
So me, I feel that the only thing as a celebrity that you are entitled to, if I were to be a celebrity, is my music. If I'm a musician, you know, if I'm an actor, it's my movie. So if you go watch my movie and say you are, so you can call me out and say you watched my movie and you weren't interested and you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Then
don't
I feel
go around insulting me because I didn't help you financially or one way or the other.
But at the same time, you know, we live in a third world country where people automatically see you. Actually, if you're on social media and you flaunt certain things, they automatically believe that, oh, he's rich now. Come on. Mm-hmm. So 50,000 naira shouldn't be a big deal.
Okay, let me tell you something that happened recent. I was using somebody's Wi-Fi. I posted picture. That's how someone just in the comment section, our bros do giveaway. Hi. Bros, you are big now. And I was like, okay, normal.
You're not even a celebrity yet.
Okay, no wala. Time for giveaway or so. Bros, it was affecting other people's comment because if somebody comment, you go and
comment on that person.
I'm like, what's going on?
So, mate, I feel that it's one thing to be entitled, but it's another thing to be persistent about particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nigerians, we could be very funny and annoying.
Very annoying.
Like, especially when during that pandemic time, right? I remember I was doing a live session with someone and I just saw like some guys come up and they were all saying the same thing. Bros, do give away to the celebrity I was interviewing at that time. And I was wondering, And the person was like, I don't do giveaway. It's not my thing. And they changed it. The person was like, no, like I had to count them. So we have that mentality to say that if you're a celebrity, you're a celebrity.
Big now.
But wait though, when did this giveaway thing even start? Because I feel celebrities actually give a whole lot of people that opportunity to get to them. Have you ever heard of a foreign musician or something?
Do you give away?
Yeah, they do.
Even if they do, but how often? It won't be like
how glaring is it?
So you're saying that it's like a world that they created for them that they can't keep up.
And
with.
Again, most of them when trying to promote their stuffs, their songs, musicians especially when trying to promote their music,
they
tend to do this giveaway thing in form of a competition. And so it's like now it's so now that, a norm.
So they feed us. They feed us. They feed us.
Shebi, I stream your music think. Now. This, that. So drop something. So they made that word for themselves.
So they fed us to believe that giveaway is like our birthright.
Like our birthright. Yes.
So
yes.
If we don't do it, Baba, you know, be celebrity.
You know, but
even before the era of social media, I've seen. Well, while I was little, I remember there was an actor that came to my area one time. And then when the actor came out from his car, everybody were like, hey, Baba,
that spray
hey,
Baba,
that's Charlie. So I feel even before that era of people doing giveaway just to do promo on the song, I feel that it has been in our system. You know, people have always felt entitled to a particular thing, especially if you're popular. True. If they see you on screen, if they're like, even if you're not that rich as you claim, they just feel like, this person is a rich man. You are a rich man and you're an actor, for heaven's sake. Come on, give us money.
Yes, that's how they do.
They don't even do it only actors. Once they see a normal rich guy on the street that they know driving around, they want to tax.
Wow. So I feel that at some point, so when does this get too annoying? Because now, what even relates to this conversation was one of the Big Brother Ninja ex-Big Brother Ninja contestant that was saying, it was going to do giveaway to 10 women, 50,000 naira, and he mistakenly sent the whole 50,000 naira to one person. And then it was tug of war to get that money out. And I was reading through the sequence of the whole story and I'm like, this is bullshit. I'm sorry. Like, even to me, like, I sent you something and then you are, I felt very angry on his behalf because I'm like, come on. No, this is thief-free in broad daylight.
That one is like pure holy.
She's wicked.
Do you get like something that was meant for 10 people and then someone mistakenly sent it to you and then you're trying to, I'm like, this is
pure,
the height.
That one is pure thief. I remember on Twitter, there was a time Don Jazzy didn't give you on his
Twitter.
And I can't remember the amount. He was supposed to give one of his viewer audience a particular amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So he transferred more than that amount.
Wow.
He didn't know.
Oh.
But that person alerted him and transferred back.
Back. That's so honesty. But I think that's what Nigeria. I get what you're saying, so but you
why
see,
can't well everybody is different though.
But one thing I feel that yes, we might be our problem. Because, I mean, this is somebody who clear cut stated that, they wanted to help people. And then you're not making it look like it was bad to have said they want to help. It's not as if you were... So I feel that if any celebrity listening to this, you should do some level of giveaway. But it should not be like a constant thing. And then we, the fans, should always understand that it's not our birthright to wanting to get giveaway all the time.
It even goes as far as insulting these celebrities.
Money apart. Some people even go as far as in the physical, like relationship. Like they see you with a man, especially like actresses, they tell you, can't you marry a rich man? Or they practically tell you what your life should be like, what your destiny should be. Come on, you're an actress. You should, you know. So I'm like, no. So I know that, but what is the level? What is, to you as a fan, what is the level you think you can comment in a celebrity lifestyle, especially someone who shows off the lifestyle?
No, I don't do that. But if by chance I will comment on any celebrity's lifestyle, I doubt if I will ever. Because your lifestyle is not my business. Even if I listen to your music or watch your movies, it's not my business.
But what about people who put their lifestyle on social media? You know, that lifestyle, you know, for instance, I mean, people like Toke Makinwa and all of this,
I repeat, everybody's packaging. So if you come to me and you are stressing me, you are a cultist and you can carry gun.
You
can carry gun. Because you don't know what I'm going through. Yes, I could have taken this picture when I was okay or something and I decide to drop it now. Doesn't mean there's one big money growing in my compound or something. So if I feel I want to give, yes, it's left to me.
To give.
Yes, it's left to me. But don't just come to me and start saying bros, alpha. No. So it's left to me to say, yes, at this time, anybody can jump on my page. I'm going to give away around 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. 12 o'clock. But when you start stressing and everybody's like, okay, bros, you never do give away today. You never do this. And you're entering my DM. You are stressing me, telling me that if I no do DM, if I no do giveaway, I no go blow. Like you not like my music, you not like my work. And then you start trashing me. That's where I feel we have missed it, because it's my money. I can choose to do what I want to do with my money. Mm. So I'm working for this money. So it's my money. So anything I want to do.
But remember, the money that you are spending is still us that still provide it, right? Hey, you are still the one that buy your single and your movie that made you that rich.
Rendered.
Okay, I want
we shouldn't
to,
forget
I want
it.
To,
mm. Services
I
rendered.
I want to say something. I work for my money.
Yes.
You work for your money.
True.
If I'm not entitled to your money, should you be entitled to mine?
It depends on how much I'm making, though.
It still doesn't mean.
It doesn't mean. It doesn't
see,
mean.
Let's take.
Look. See, we live in a world where people see someone like, so you will not compare your earnings to a Dangote or an Otter Dollar or anybody.
It still doesn't mean.
You get, so you feel that, okay, if it's a Dangote, come on, Dangote should be able to dip his hand in his pocket and give us some money.
Okay. That's if he wants to.
Let's use the roadside sellers.
Beggars. Now. Okay, sellers.
Someone who sells Coca-Cola products, mm-hmm. in retail prices, mm-hmm. and someone who sells in wholesale prices. Mm-hmm. The person selling in retail price buys from the wholesaler, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The wholesaler will certainly make more money than the retailer.
True.
That means the retailer should be entitled to the income the wholesaler makes because she's buying from the wholesaler.
Yes, no, it doesn't work that way.
Yes, I'm a musician. I have my content on music platforms. It is there for everybody to stream. Mm. The fact that you go there to stream or buy my music because you want to listen to it. Mm. That doesn't give you any rights to come and tell me, Baba, you
must. But you know that we are paying to stream it, right? And I mean, if you're paying to stream to, I mean, it's only normal
why don't they ask the streaming platforms
to give them? Yeah, the reason why we're not quick to asking the streaming platforms is because you are the people that we are vibing with. I did not go to take, for instance, say a stream platform A,
yeah,
to listen to it because it's stream platform A. I went to listen to it because I probably click on your bio, I saw the link and I click, oh, this guy has a new song, so let's go and stream it. And we have streamed it. Oh yeah, we have Komo. Thank you so much. You know, I mean,
you are liking my song because I am providing you a service. Shikina,
okay, the service that you're mentioning, right? If I never liked that service, would you still render it? Would you still continually render? So let's not forget that. I'm trying to play the devil's advocate here.
There's
right?
no problem.
So let's not forget that these guys, the fans, we the fans, were the one who actually listen to your sound and buy into it. If we had never bought into it, right, they probably wouldn't have been a Sergeant Sound or a Femi Photography. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we saw it. We love it. I'm like, hey. So at a point, I feel that at a point, I mean, you should get to that point where we now, okay, at least do small thing for us now. That's a small thing, you know, because of the situation of the country. If we live in a country such as the US and all of these things where everything is good, I heard they're giving stimmy checks now. So if we lived in all these kind of countries, we know, okay, we know how hard it is in this part of the world. So, yeah. I mean.
But we know entitlement is actually has more bad than good.
Mm.
That's okay. The truth. Entitlement has more bad than good. When I was young, there's this thing my dad does. If we ask him for money, man, this man will literally have chunk of money in his wardrobe.
Mm.
He will tell you no. Wait first now. He will tell you no. I don't have. That no that I told you, the next day he will give you that money. Mm. Why? He wants you to know that, man, you can't ask for this thing and
I get it instantly.
You become entitled.
Mm.
You know that it gets to a certain age where if our parents refuse to give us something, we should know that they don't want to give us. You're not entitled to their money. Because when we have, most times they won't even ask. Our parents won't ask. We're the ones that would just give them. That's just the truth.
So I mean, I understand what you're saying about, you know, parents and, you know, I mean, that's parent and... But this is celebrity we are talking about.
I work for my money now.
But we are the one that is streaming love
if
song.
If I want to give you... Or watching your movies. You, I work for my money. You cannot... I continue to say it. You are paying for services.
Exactly. Am I not paying... let me not even use me. Before that musician not paying for a studio time?
Yes.
He's a big boy now. Come on.
Moreover, okay, let's even make it something general. The economy we are now is not making it easy for anybody. So what if I'm packaging?
But at the same time, that's not our... See,
it's not your stress.
It's not our stress. Like, you're packaging, but you're a celebrity, right? So, I mean, if you're a celebrity, you should like be doing something for us much more. You know, so, I mean, being as it may, people just try to make sure that whatever we do, it's modesty in all of these things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel that as much as the celebrities want to say, oh, I'm not entitled to giving... my music, my heart is a not work for you as giveaway. So if you're not seeing it that way, then it's okay.
See, this thing can also be related to beggars on the road. If I'm walking on the road and someone who's looking so rugged and everything comes to beg me for money, man, if my spirit is not in the mood to give you that money, I won't give you. But if somebody who dresses well passes by me and stops me and says he needs money, my spirit is in the mood to give you, I'll give you. It's sideways. You're not in, because you see me dressed well on the road and you are begging, doesn't mean you would come ask me for money and I say no and you begin to force me to. It's almost the same thing.
So I was walking along Yaba Road. I didn't have change. Then this beggar walked up to me. I was like, bro, so beggar never chop. I was with, I think, 500. And I was just giving him 100 naira. And I said, do you have change? He shocked me.
Oh, he asked you if you have change?
No, I asked. Because I felt this person was hungry. So I was like, do you have change? Let me just give you 100 naira in this 500. Let me hold 400. He shocked me, the bondu.
That he brought out.
I was shocked. because I wanted to give the money.
It's almost the same.
Oh God!
It's almost the same thing.
I understand what we're saying.
Entitlement, like it's once with entitlement is that once you ask a celebrity now, okay, do give it away. He does.
Next time you ask
win.
Him.
The next time he does, you win. The next time he does, it becomes a part of you. Mm-hmm. When anytime I go on my Twitter, I see the same faces. Bros, Alpha, do 1K for me now, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, do you ask for 1K every day? Is it every day, yeah? Is it every day you need 1K to buy food stuff?
Send out 2K stuff.
Is it every day you need 1K to... You understand what I'm saying?
It's become a thing. In all of this, whose fault is it that this is happening? Do you think that if the celebrities... had not, you know, brought up the whole idea of wanting to give giveaways, wanting to give out something, do you think we'd be asking in the first place? Because whilst the social media was not invented, all of these things never happened. People never ask you, you know, to do things. Even if people do, you know, it's not that open. Yeah. It wasn't something that people would constrain you to want to do.
Yeah. I won't blame the celebrities because they're also trying to sell their music to that giveaway. Because now they release a new song and okay, do this challenge and the first three get a particular amount of money. That's just PR for their content. Song. But I want to blame the fans because they've let it become a habit, a everyday, like an everyday thing. Like, man, this guy is a celebrity now.
It's a drop bar. Yeah.
Man, you are working for your own money. Most of these guys, let's be sincere, most of these guys that ask for giveaway, most of them have cash. But because it is now extra a habit, like, okay, Don Jazzy is doing giveaway today, blah, 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 blah. I'm there. Don Jazzy is doing giveaway tomorrow, I'm there. Come on, you have your own money. And the truth is, most of this time, the money that he gets, many of them don't use it for anything. And truth is, it's becoming bad because there are some people who actually need this
the money. Exactly.
And they don't get it.
True. I mean, but I mean, truth be told, right? Truth be told, sorry, before you say something, truth be told, I feel that, well, I wouldn't want to categorically blame it on the fans. I feel that it's a two-way thing. I feel that, for instance, I'll give you an example, you know, now that we live in an era where go and tattoo me on your body and you get enormous money. You know, so people feel, okay, if this person is tattooing, if he's tattooing, that we're, let us tattoo together with that idea. You know?
I'll turn my body to museum.
You know, so I feel that if the celebrity, you know, always understand. I mean, I feel that there should be like an engagement with the fan that goes beyond just money, you know, because you actually see some certain followers and then you wonder. There was a time, I think it was Black Bones, I was doing his birthday and he was asking for a giveaway. And I'm like, okay, and I saw, and people, yeah, gave, people and give. People gave. I'm like, oh, this
that
is
that was another
dope.
Example because one, also Black Bones relates with his fans. Black Bones, so why I was even shocked, why I was not even shocked that people responded to Black Bones was that. In promoting his songs, every time he does it himself, without anybody's help. So when that, I think jokingly, that stuff was just a joke about his birthday. And guys were like, "Do you accept digital currency?" Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Yes." And he was like, "Okay, drops." I started dropping, and
you know, that's it. So it should be like a giving away. If you're gonna, so that it won't be like one sided. Since we want to make it mutual, I mean, if it's okay to give and to also ask in return, you know, and not making it seem like, so if the person does not give away, is a bad person, stingy, is this, is that. We've heard a lot of stories about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just feel that we need to just understand that celebrity to fan, that have that connection and relationship. Because if you check out some celebrities, you need to now try to iron out who are your followers, because sometimes you just have enough followership and you don't know who is in there for your work and who is in there because you're doing giveaway. So what happens when your giveaway stop? So would you still have those kind of people, or do you move to the next?
Yeah,
do you know, so we just need to itemize and, you know, just try to I am just try to push this down and understand what it takes. So any last word, do you think giveaway, I mean, entitlement has it come to stay? Do you see this getting better anytime soon?
Well, entitlement is a human nature, so it's going to stay. But that giveaway of 18, man, it won't last. It started one day, surely going to end one day.
I feel entitlement is in human is inborn.
Human nature.
Yes, it's inborn. Even the Agbos on the street.
Number one.
So if they bring it, I feel those that are on social media are the sophisticated Agbos. Yes. So if they bring it to you on the social media, it's the same thing. So it is going to stay. If Femi said it will die. Bring another name.
No.
So it is there. It has always been
the
there.
Can
and
never
it will still
be.
Continue to be there. It is greed. Our greed. When some people say that, this place they cash out. This place they cash out. Everybody,
people are even entitled to greeting. If I greet you this morning, I greet you in the afternoon.
You
expect me to greet you the next
morning. You come back. Especially those
people are entitled to almost everything.
Yeah. So, guys, it's been an amazing time. My gosh, this conversation. I feel that to wrap it up, I feel that it's just modesty that matters. You know, everybody listening to you, if you're a fan, always put yourself in the shoes of that celebrity. You know, I mean, it could be that they just want to help for the time being, so you shouldn't make it like an habitual effect, an habitual thing where we just go back for more. So if they want to do it, fine. But if they don't want to do it, just let's move on. I mean, we can all work and we're not lazy after all. You know, shout out to Burna Boy who's won the Grammys. So yeah. Shout out to everybody who's doing great things. Thank you so much, guys, for joining this episode. I can't believe this is 30 minutes. Oh my God. Okay, so you want to mention quickly how we can find you on social media, Mr. Sojanx?
Sojanx on Instagram, S-O-J-E-N-X, X for xylophone. Mm. And then
that's okay, follow him and ask for giveaway. He's doing giveaway. Oh yeah.
Well, the Femi Ajin on Instagram and Femi Ajin photographer. Then on Twitter, The Uncle Faj.
The Uncle Faj. All right, mine is Banji of Lagos on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Please, I'm not doing giveaway, but if you can give me, I will collect. So thank you so much for joining. I hope you guys enjoyed every moment. So if you love everything you've been listening to, make sure you subscribe. And of course, download the Jamage app and let us know what you guys think. Join the conversation on Fans Talk on Facebook and Instagram. And yes, I think we're probably going to open a Twitter account very soon. So be a part of this. Let's know. Let's understand. Let's try to relate. It's a community. It's not just a group of people trying to create a narrative. This is a family that we're trying to create where your voice will, every voice matter. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been an amazing time. Until next time, I leave you in love, in peace, and in light. See you guys. Bye. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fans Talk. Don't forget to follow the show Fans Talk on Jamin FM. Fans Talk is produced by Aiko Rizu and Banji Okonwola. Edited by Lanre Adeyemo. Mixed and mastered by Stanley Agba.